dressed in a dirty spacesuit. The astronaut did his best to control his breathing. It was difficult. The confined cabin would have proven claustrophobic, even to the most adventurous of individuals. It didn't help that nothingness surrounded him, a complete absence of light. Even the farthest reaches of space were markedly brighter, with their darkness broken out by the stars. Heat suffused the cramped little pod. It was piloted by an American. If the markings on the outside of the craft were to be believed, in thick, bold letters were the words United States. Plastered underneath that was Old Glory, slightly crooked. The astronaut reached out, feeling for the control panel. No flashing LEDs were there to guide his hands, and he slapped at bare wall. Mayday, 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 he called out, hoping mission control could hear him. Only an odd whooshing sound and his own heavy panting greeted his ears. He tried not to let panic overwhelm him. Many a solo mission he'd been on in the past, but this was the first time he'd felt truly alone. A piercing alarm from somewhere he couldn't pinpoint broke through his reverie. Oddly enough, the noise comforted him. He took it as a sign that he was not forgotten, that there was still some connection between himself and the rest of humanity. Come in, ground control, he tried again. Though the alarm continued, he thought he might have been able to hear the muffled garble of voices. Sweat poured from his brow, and he tugged at the collar of his spacesuit. Its heavy material only added to his current misery. He could not see it, but he felt as if the air around him was shimmering with heat waves. Blackness of a different kind began to swim at the edges of his vision. He tried once more to summon the faraway voices, but his lungs no longer had the capacity. Even as numbness overcame him, fear still lingered, from chapped lips to the inaudible last words.